All right, hey, today, I have a goal. My goal is to not swear. Holy cow, the last episode I did, oh my God, like it massively the adult version with a few F-bombs and things like that. So if you had a kid in the car, I'm sorry. So anyway, I'm gonna do my bestest to not use one cuss word today as we talk about a couple three things here that you've heard before a million times, but you're just not doing them anymore, or you're just not doing them for whatever reason. You're not doing them. You know, success is simple, and but we tend to overcomplicate things. So here's three things that I want to share with you that you probably already know, but you're just not doing, and it's making your life harder. Okay, so I'm going to dig in right now, and we're going to be in and out of this podcast in just a few minutes, because there's no sense in talking about all this stuff a whole lot, because all you got to do is go do it, and your life will be better pretty much instantly. Okay, so number one, plan your day the night before. Plan your day the night before. You know, when we plan the night before something, our mind starts working on it while we sleep. And the cool thing about this is that you wake up and hit the ground running instead of wasting half the day farting around and looking busy. And, you know, I plan my day most days the night before. And I try to have a theme to each day of the week. And I know I'm in a little bit different industry. I got the coaching and the speaking and the podcasting and the content creation in addition to some other things going on. But I really try to make Mondays all about empire growth. I want to grow my empire. I want to grow my platform. I want to grow my audience. So I create content. I record stuff. I go on other shows as a guest or whatever it is. Okay, it's all about building my empire. You know, where, you know, Tuesday might be more of a financial day for me. I'm going to work on some financial things. Whatever it is, I have a theme for the week, each day of the week. And then the night before, I sit down and I confirm that the things I'm actually going to do tomorrow are the things that get me closer to accomplishing my goals and stuff like that. So guys, plan tomorrow today, or whatever other cute saying you've heard through the years. You already know what to do. Plan it. Be proactive about it. Don't be reactive, and things will get better for you, I promise. Okay. So for instance, let me give you a quick example on that. A lot of people are like, I don't know how to fit in, you know, coaching. Like I hear that when people join our Contractor Sales Academy, and I'm like, you put it on your calendar. You put on our, you know, we have 12 calls a month to choose from. You put the dang things on your calendar at the beginning of the month, and you just honor the commitment. If it were your anniversary dinner, you'd probably show up if it were on the calendar. If it were a meeting with a client, you'd probably show up if it were on the calendar. So guys, put the most important things on that calendar at least the night before, and you're going to be more likely to get those things done, which leads me to second, number two thing that you know that you ain't doing, homie. And that's do your highest impact activities first thing each day. There's really only one or two things that you're really, 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 really good at that are your sweet spot for growing your business. Everything else you should give to somebody else. So whatever your highest impact activities are, do them early in the day. See, in order to reach your goals, we need to take small, focused steps each day. And these little steps done consistently over time are going to take you to your goals. See, unfortunately, most of us have these huge to-do lists and have no idea what our top two or three things are, those high-impact things I'm talking about. Okay, so here's your assignment sometime today. Grab a Schlitz or something and sit down and figure this out. Write down everything you do each week. And then write down your top three goals for your business. And then you look at that list of all the things you do each week, and you said, okay, well, what are the top three things on that list that I do that will get me closer to those goals you wrote down? And then you take those three things, two, three things, whatever those are that you do each week, and you put them on your calendar for tomorrow morning and the next day and the next day and the next day. And you do those things first in the day, as early in the day as you can. And here's why. Two main reasons. Number one, you are fresh. Your brain works better. And so you want your best energy, your best focus, your best of whatever your best is on your highest impact activities. If you're going to give your scraps to anything, give it to the stuff that's not your highest impact activities. Okay, so that's number one reason. Second reason is you run a contracting business and stuff happens. See, I almost said the other S word. Stuff happens. You get hijacked. Things come up. Customers lose their mind. Guy doesn't show up. On and on and on and on. And if you're not super committed and disciplined to getting your highest impact activities done each day before those hijackings begin, you're going to have a much harder time reaching your goals. Okay, so do your highest impact activities, what I used to call my bacon-making activities. Those are the things that pay me. Do those first in the day, for early in the day. Get them done. Hey, do you want to hear how contractors in various industries are totally kicking some tail in their sales and profits and doing some amazing things? Then go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com. Listen, you'll hear how one of our members actually sold a $460,000 job on the telephone. $460,000. Okay? We got members selling $500. We got members selling $15,000. Everything in between. Crazy amounts of money. And when they're not getting jobs, they're collecting consultation fee checks upwards of $1,000 for their time. So listen, if you want to stop playing games, you want to start making some real money, then join the Contractor Sales Academy. In fact, we don't give a shit about your top line sales. We care about protecting your time. We care about what you're taking home to your family and putting in your pocket. So head to ContractorSalesAcademy.com and see what all the fuss or the buzz or whatever that damn word I'm supposed to be using right now is all about. ContractorSalesAcademy.com. Talk to you soon. All right. Last thing that you know, you've heard a million, gazillion, trillion times before, and you're still not doing it. At least most of you are not doing it. And that's taking care of yourself. See, in America, we're fat. We're unhappy. We're broke. Okay. But man, we are like sadly out of shape as a country. And I believe that our personal income and our happiness levels shrink with every pound we gain. Okay. With every Frito we put in our mouth. No offense to you, Fritos. Okay. We eat crap. We don't sleep. We don't move our bodies enough. And our lives are full. They're just crammed full of processed food and more and more and more and more stuff. And we're busy, 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 busy. We don't sleep and we don't turn off. See, guys, when you take care of your mind, body, and soul, you're going to be happier. You're going to be more optimistic. You're going to have more energy and you're going to be stronger in every way. And this is going to lead you to being more productive and reaching more of your goals. You're going to have more energy for your kids, your spouse, your business, everything else in your life. So take care of yourself. Guys, these are three things that we all know that we should be doing. And I truly believe in my heart of hearts that if you commit to planning your day the night before, if you commit to making sure that you're doing the most important things first thing each day, and you are making sure that each and every day you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of the machine, you're going to be pleasantly surprised with how much progress you're going to make in your business, in your life, in everything you set your mind to. Appreciate you guys for listening. If you dig what we got going on here, head over to iTunes, give us a review. I would love for you to give us a review so that we can get this into the ears of more home improvement contractors around the world. And I did say around the world. It's crazy when I look at our stats. We got people like in countries in Africa, and we got people in Sweden. Man, you guys are in Sweden. Thank you for listening. All right. I don't have the list in front of me. I was blown away by some of the places that we got several downloads every day coming in. And so listen, we want to help spread the contractor fight message, not just throughout the beautiful United States of America, but around the world, wherever guys are building, fixing, repairing, beautifying. I guess fixing and repairing would be the same thing. But anyway, you get the point. We want to share this with those people out there and help them build stronger businesses and fight the fight. And anyway, with that, appreciate you. And listen, if you are if you want to sell more, go to contractorsalesacademy.com and reach out to me there. And let's get on the phone, have a conversation about how you can kick some serious tail in your business. And with that, Travis Rakusa with the Guitars. We'll see you guys next time. Take care of yourself. Do the most important things first thing in the day and plan your day the night before. I'm out.